Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in times of trial. Defend them against all enemies of the gospel. And bestow on your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Good morning, y'all. Can you make a little space for me, please? Thank you. You can gather around. You want to gather around here? So that this way. Those are for later. Those are not for you, though. So, there we are. Okay, well, I have a picture to show you today. It's a very small picture. I will let you guess. Who do you think this is? It's not Jesus. Oh, somebody got it. It's Martin Luther. Somebody gave it away. Was it one of the confirmands?
Yes.
Cheaters. That's right. So, why do you think I might have a picture of Martin Luther with me today? We're going to talk about him. That's true. Why do you think today? I mean, look around. There's a lot of red today. Might be, is it a special day, you think? Do you know what? So, today we're celebrating 500 years since Martin Luther first came on the scene and started telling us what we should do. No. One of the things that he did was to point. What do you think he's pointing to in this picture?
The sky.
I don't know. Sky's, maybe if he was facing this way, he'd be facing the sky.
He's pointing
at stars. No, maybe. Oh, careful with those. Maybe don't touch them. What do you think he might be pointing to? People? Yeah, he is in the painting, he is. What person might he be pointing to? Answer. Jesus. All right. Remember, what's the really good answer you can always get if you have a question in church? So, Martin Luther, what do you think he's pointing to? I'll ask you again. Jesus. All right. So, one of the things that Martin Luther really wanted to emphasize is the place of Jesus in the church. A lot of people at that point didn't think that the church was doing a very good job about teaching that Jesus and showing his values and, you know, standing for what Jesus stood for. Do you think Luther was a little angry about that? Yeah, he was angry. So, throughout his ministry, throughout his coming on the scene, he pointed to Jesus, and he points the church to also point to Jesus. And that's what we celebrate too today, is that sort of standing of the church, that place that we do can stand with Jesus as well, that we can stand for what Jesus stood for. Have you heard of the word Reformation? Have you heard the word? What does it mean? Love Jesus, yeah. That's one way. We come back to love Jesus. If you have a stack of Legos, right? You have a stack of Legos, yeah. And you have them in a way that's kind of weird, what can you do with them? Can you pick them up and put them? Yeah, you reform them. You put them back together. That's what we are celebrating today. We're celebrating the fact that we can continue to reform, to always point to Jesus, just like Martin Luther did. That we can do that too. Let's have our prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for all the saints that have come before us, all the people that have pointed us to Jesus. We thank you for giving us of yourself. We thank you for giving us yourself in our midst. Help the church to be in every way reformed, always reforming, as your servant Martin Luther has taught us. Point us always to you in ways that we can be better and to serve you as well as we can, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
No Sunday school today for the last Sunday of the month. Children can remain in the sanctuary, which is especially nice since we're having an affirmation of baptism or confirmation today. You know, these young people have been preparing for confirmation for this day for about 2.5 years. And did you notice this? Put your foot out. All right. We knew that this confirmation was going to be on the 500th anniversary of the start of the Reformation, and we put on our red shoes saying that, well, mine say, "Here I stand," in German. These shoes represent standing in the Reformation, which means we don't stand still. We keep moving, we keep changing, we keep moving ahead with spreading that good news of God's love. One of the ways that we do that is through our confirmation program and through other programs that we have for youth and for young adults in our congregation. These kids, and many others. How many of you have been to camp, to Luther camp, to confirmation camp or Lutheran camp or family camp? I think that there are many who have done that. I want to take a second offering today. This offering is for, we'll stay at St. Peter's and will help us to continue to support youth ministry and our confirmation program. So I'm going to pass this basket and just keep passing it back. The ushers will pick it up at the end, and we will continue to do this as we listen to the readings.
The first reading is from Jeremiah. "The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors, which when I took them by their hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, 'Know the Lord,' for they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquities and remember their sins no more." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 40, 46 responsibly. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though
the waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult.
There is a river
that is in the midst of the city. It shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day.
The
Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Behold the one who makes war to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire.
The
Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Glory
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Romans. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth shall be silenced, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all believers. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forth as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. Word of God, word of life.
Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Confirmation Day is the easiest sermon I have to prepare. It only took me on this one 2.5 years. So we are ready to begin with Ben.
I was baptized on January 30th, 2005. Of course, I don't remember this, but this was the beginning of my Christian faith here at St. Peter's by the Sea. I was baptized by pastor here at St. Peter's, just like many members of my family. To me, baptism means that I am a child of God. Jesus is a major part in my life. I know he died on the cross for all of us, and I am grateful for that. So I always want to remember him. Since I go to church almost every Sunday morning, I never forget about him. Sunday worship is great because it is an hour of everyone in the same room worshiping Jesus. Prayer is important to me because it is a silent, welcoming place where I have hope that all of my worries will go away. Going to church every Sunday has created some memories. Things I have memories about from going to church are participating in the Christmas plays, being a helper at Sunday school, singing in the children's choir, and act lighting. All of these things have kept me involved in the church. I have also had some influential people during the couple of hours I am here every Sunday. Those include my mom, Pastor Karen, and the Bennetts. My mom always brings Amanda, Cameron, Danielle, and I to church, starting with a trip to McDonald's before we get to church. She still always stays at church. Pastor Karen is always so nice to everyone and is a great leader for teaching us about the Bible. Finally, Dean and Gail. They have always engaged with me pretty much the whole time I remember going to church, including taking me to Padres games multiple times. You will probably always see Dean talking to me about the Padres after church and giving me the sports papers to read. I am so grateful Dean is my sponsor. Confirmation camp was a very different experience because we didn't do those activities at confirmation class. The first couple of days, we did not feel too good. It was so hot, and all of the mosquitoes didn't help. After we got used to it, it was not so bad anymore, and we enjoyed the experience much more. My best moment of the week was when we played basketball, and I made a half-court shot with one hand to win the game versus Jacob's team. Right when Pastor told us that we were going to choose a Bible verse, I immediately knew which one I wanted. The Bible verse I picked for confirmation is Philippians 4:13 that states, "I can do all this through him who gives me strength." The reason I chose this is because I know that anything I can do, because God has my back and will support me throughout my life. Thank you.
Can you guys hear me? Okay. Hello, everyone. For those who don't know me, my name is Maddie. I have been going to St. Peter's. I can't read your handwriting. Since I was baptized here as a baby. I like going to church with my family. It's something special we do together. Nancy, our family friend, my parents, and my behaviorist has encouraged me in my faith. I like the Bible verse, Matthew 11:25. because Nancy shared it with me. I like being a Christian because it makes me feel happy and safe. I pray for people who are hurt or need help. I also pray when I'm afraid or when I'm thankful. When I pray, I feel safe and loved. Here is the Bible verse I'm going to read. And Jesus prayed this prayer. O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding the truth from those who think themselves so wise and for revealing it to the little children. Thank you for being my church family.
Through confirmation, I realized that my journey through faith has been a long one. I was baptized at 6 weeks old, went to numerous Sunday school classes, taught a few Sunday school classes, and went to a few vacation Bible schools. I've sung in the children's choir for as long as I can remember, done multiple Christmas plays, and have been an acolyte for many church services. Through these 13 years of my life, I have made many friends, developed my faith, and met many amazing people through St. Peter's. Out of these many, one that stuck out was Pat McGregor. I had the eye-opening experiences of bringing her communion and interviewing her about her faith. It was very interesting to hear firsthand about her experiences in life and church. I also had the honor of reading a Bible verse at her funeral. She was an amazing woman whose faith can be used as an example. Pat was very supportive and inspiring through my confirmation journey. Pat is just one of the great people I have met through my faith. I would like to thank Solveig for being my sponsor, helping me through confirmation, praying for me, and just always being there for me. Another place I saw God in work was service projects. I have been part of a few service projects, which include feeding the homeless at Taco and other projects during God's Work Our Hands. It has been very influential seeing God at work, even in the darkest parts of people's lives. Even when people are eating only one meal a day and sleeping on the streets, God is still there to help and guide them. I often pray, whether it is at night, during a meal, or for no reason in particular. I think of prayer as a way to confess your fears to someone who will listen and do his best to help. But prayers aren't just asking for favors and help all the time. During prayers, I believe you need to thank God for all he does for you and everyone of the world. You should take time to realize how much God is an influence in the world, in your world, and in every world. Prayer should be a time where you ask for help in life and thank God for everything he does for you. Prayer isn't the only time for this worship and reflection. Sunday worship and Holy Communion are the best times to do this. It's almost like an escape from reality for an hour, just to think about God. My family and I try our hardest to make it to church services every Sunday. We've come to church in baseball uniforms, taken friends with us, and for a few Sundays we left right after communion. We try our best to make it to worship as often as we can. We're not perfect, but we try. Sunday worship and communion are number one commitments on Sunday. It's important to worship God because of everything he does in our lives. It gives you the opportunity to step away from the world for an hour, to hear the scripture, and to get to see other church members. In my opinion, the essential part of church is the readings and sermon because most of us don't look through the Bible during other parts of the week. Whether it's school, homework, sports, sleeping, reading the Bible isn't usually a normal occurrence during the weekdays. So during church is the only real time that I sit down and hear the scripture. As for communion, it is a very important part of the service because you are fulfilling Jesus' wish of eating bread and drinking wine, or grape juice, to remember him. It is a staple of the church and faith, and that's why I try to get it every Sunday. I try to serve Christ in my life. I go to church, help with service projects, and share my faith. I try to adhere to the commandments and help people. I feel like I have served Christ fairly well in my life, but not enough. However, I am still young and have a lot to learn. I might be becoming an adult in the church, but I am still only a teen. I have a lot of my life left to learn and serve God even more in my life. I know that God will be there to help and guide me. My Bible verse is Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes before you. He will never leave or forsake you. I think of Jesus as a flashlight. If you have a tiny bit of faith, he will show you the way. He leads you through the darkest parts of your life. He's a friend that will stick to your side throughout your entire life and even into the afterlife. Jesus is my guide to life, in a summary. That's why I chose this Bible verse. From my perspective, it tells you never to be afraid to do anything, because Jesus will always be right there by your side showing you the way. No matter what, Jesus will always be there. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jacob Zimmerman, in case you don't know me. I'm one of the confirmation kids here. My faith journey has been one to remember, and it was something that I'll never forget. My experiences with the church and the great congregation and the great people of it are something that have helped me through this journey. Some experiences I will never forget have been with my family, pastor, and many of you. One I will never forget is when the rest of the confirmation kids, pastor, and I helped Taco and helped put away their bowls into their boxes. We had a lot of laughs, and it felt good to help something bigger than us. Although all of you have helped me through this journey, some people especially have helped me and encouraged me through it. One of these people include Doris Deshen. She has encouraged me, prayed for me, and has been one of the friendliest and creative people I've met here at St. Peter's. And I'd like to thank her for being my sponsor. She has encouraged me. Oh, wait, I already said that. We have had many laughs, talked about sports, and sung some great songs. Another person that has helped me through this journey has been my mom and my Aunt Christina. They have helped me out in confirmation and made this journey unforgettable. I especially remember when we all helped clean out the classrooms upstairs and shared some good laughs. One of those laughs was when I had to go out and, you know, like get the chalk eraser things and bang them. And I coughed a lot. Another good supporter of mine has, and someone that has impacted my faith and my life greatly, has been my grandma Carmel. She has helped me and guided me through this journey. She has driven me to church when no one else could, and she has made it very fun here at church, especially after when we would go get McFlurries. Last but not least, Pastor Karen has probably had the greatest impact on my faith journey. From when I was her first baptism to up till now, when I'm about to be confirmed by her. She has gone with me to camp. We have had some fun times helping the community, and we have had some very funny memories. I remember one of these memories was when I had broken my ankle, and we were going to play a game where we all had to run. So instead of just leaving me out, we all got wheelchairs and played in that. It was something that I will never forget. Another thing that has impacted my faith has been the importance of Sunday worship. Not only just to see the great people here, but to hear some Bible verses and to know what our Lord has had to go through and his experiences and how I can relate to them and be grateful for everything that he has done for me in my life. I also see myself serving Christ greatly in my life. After I'm confirmed, I will continue to serve the church and everything that the church does for Christ and the community. I will wrap up my faith statement with a Bible verse that I've chosen for my confirmation and what it means to me. I have chosen 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. This states, "For the Spirit of God gave us not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." This verse means a lot to me because I feel like I can relate to it. The Spirit of God isn't something that should make us scared and hesitant, but something that should give us power, love, and self-discipline. This is what Christ gives me, and that is why I have chosen this verse to be the verse that I get confirmed by. Thank you for everything everyone has done for me, and I will continue to serve the church and Christ long after I get confirmed. Thank you.
Thank you. Dear friends, we give thanks to God for the gift of baptism for Ben, Maddie, Evan, and